Well, good morning. It is September 18th, 2022. Happy Lord's Day, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. Today, on this beautiful Lord's Day, we are going to be picking up in 2 Samuel chapter 14, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, Ezekiel 21, and Psalm 68. So let's get into the Word. 2 Samuel chapter 14 this morning. Second Samuel chapter 14. Now Joab, the son of Zeruiah, perceived that the king's heart was towards Absalom. And Joab sent to Tekoa and fetched thence a wise woman, and said unto her, I pray thee, feign thyself to be a mourner, and put on now mourning apparel, and anoint not thyself with oil, but be as a woman that has a long time mourned for the dead, and come to the king, and speak on this manner unto him. And so Joab put the words in her mouth, and when the woman of Tekoa spoke to the king, she fell on her face to the ground and did obeisance and said, Help, O king. And the king said unto her, What aileth thee? And she answered, I am indeed a widow woman, and mine husband is dead. And thy handmaiden had two sons, and they strove together in the field, and there was none to part them. But the one smote the other and slew him. And behold, the whole family is risen against thine handmaiden. And they said, Deliver him that smote his brother, that we may kill him for the life of his brother whom he slew, and we will destroy the heir also. And so they shall quench my coal which is left, and shall not leave to my husband neither name nor remainder upon the earth. And the king said unto the woman, Go to thine house, and I will give charge concerning thee. And the woman Tekoa said unto the king, My lord, O king, the iniquity be on me, and on my father's house, and the king and his throne be guiltless. And the king said, Whosoever said aught against thee, bring him to me, and he shall not touch thee any more. And she said, I pray thee, let the king remember the Lord thy God, that thou wouldest not suffer the revenger of blood to destroy any more, lest they destroy my son. And he said, As the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of thy son fall to the earth. Then the woman said, Let thy handmaiden, I pray thee, speak one word unto my lord the king. And he said, Say on. And the woman said, Wherefore then hast thou thought such a thing against the people of God? For the king doth speak this thing as one which is faulty, and that the king doth not fetch again home his banished, doth not fetch home again his banished. For we must needs die, and are as waters split on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. Neither doth God respect any person, and yet doth he devise means that his banished be not expelled from him. Now therefore, that I am come to speak of this thing unto my lord the king, it is because the people have made me afraid. And the handmaiden said, I will now speak unto the king. It might be that the king will perform the request of his handmaiden, for the king will hear to deliver the handmaid out of the hand of the man that would deliver me and my son together out of the inheritance of God. And then thine handmaiden said, The word of my lord the king shall now be comfortable, for as an angel of God, so is my lord the king to discern good and bad. And therefore the Lord thy God will be with thee. And then the king answered and said unto the woman, Hide not from me, I pray thee, the thing that I shall ask of thee. And the woman said, Let my lord the king now speak. And the king said, Is not the hand of Joab with thee in all of this? And as the woman answered and said, As thy soul liveth, my lord the king, none can turn the right hand or to the left from aught that my lord the king hath spoken. For thy servant Joab, he bade me, and put all these words in the mouth of thy handmaiden, to fetch about this form of speech, hath thy servant Joab done this thing. And my lord is wise, according to the wisdom of an angel of God, to know all the things that are in the earth. And the king said unto Joab, Behold now, I have done this thing. Go therefore, bring the young man Absalom again. And Joab fell down to the ground on his face, and bowed himself, and thanked the king. And Joab said, Today thy servant knoweth that I have found grace in thy sight, my lord, O king, in that the king hath fulfilled the request of his servant. And so Joab arose and went to Geshur, and brought Absalom to Jerusalem. And the king said, Let him turn his own house, and let him not see my face. And so Absalom returned to his own house, and saw not the king's face. But in all Israel there was none to be so much praised as Absalom for his beauty. From the sole of his foot even to the crown of his head there was no blemish in him. And when he pulled his head, for it was at every year's end that he pulled it, because the hair was heavy on him, therefore he pulled it. He weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels after the king's weight. And unto Absalom there were born three sons and one daughter, whose name was Tamar, and she was a woman of fair countenance. And so Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem, and saw not the king's face. Therefore Absalom sent for Joab to have sent him to the king, but he would not come to him. And when he had sent again the second time, he would not come. And therefore he said unto his servant, "See, Joab's field is near mine, and he hath barley there. Go and set it on fire." And Absalom's servant set the field on fire. And then Joab arose and came to Absalom into his house and said unto him, "Wherefore have thy servant set my field on fire?" And Absalom answered Joab, "Behold, I have sent unto thee, saying, Come hither, that I may send to thee the king to say, Wherefore am I come from Geshur? It had been good for me to have been there still. Now, therefore, let me see the king's face. And if there be any iniquity in me, let him kill me." And so Joab came to the king and told him. And when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king. And the king kissed Absalom. That was 2 Samuel chapter 14. Let's move on over to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 today. Second Corinthians chapter 7, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Receive us. We have wronged no man. We have corrupted no man. We have defrauded no man. I speak not this to condemn you, for I have said before that ye are in our hearts to die and to live with you. Great is my boldness of speech towards you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceeding joyful in all of our tribulation. For when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you, when he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind towards us, so that I rejoice the more. For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent, though I did repent. For I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now I rejoice that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, this selfsame thing, that ye sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. And wherefore, though I wrote unto you, I did not for his cause that had done the wrong, nor for his cause that suffered wrong, but that our care for you in the sight of the Lord might appear unto you. And therefore we were comforted in your comfort, yea, and exceedingly the more joyed we for the joy of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by you all. For if I had boasted anything to him of you, I am not ashamed. But as we spake all the things to you in truth, even so our boasting which I made before Titus is found a truth. And his inward affection is more abundant towards you, whilst he remembered the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you received him. I rejoice, therefore, that I have confidence in you in all things." That was 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Move on over to Ezekiel chapter 21. Ezekiel chapter 21. Ezekiel 21, "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face towards Jerusalem, and drop thy word towards the holy place, and prophesy against the land of Israel. And say to the land of Israel, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I am against thee, and will draw forth my sword out of its sheath, and will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked. Seeing then that I will cut off from thee the righteous and the wicked, therefore shall my sword go forth out of his sheath against all flesh, from the south to the north, that all flesh may know that I, the Lord, have drawn forth my sword out of its sheath, and it shall not return any more. Sigh, therefore, thou son of man, with the breaking of thy loins, and with the bitterness sigh of before thy eyes. And it shall be, when they say unto thee, Wherefore sighest thou? That thou shalt answer for the tidings, because it cometh, and every heart shall melt, and all the hands shall be feeble, and every spirit shall be faint, and all knees shall be weak as water. Behold, it cometh, and shall be brought to pass, saith the Lord God. And again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy, and say, Thus saith the Lord, Say, a sword is sharpened, and also furbished. It is sharpened to make a sore slaughter. It is furbished, that it may glitter. And should we make then mirth? It contemneth the rod of my son as every tree, and he hath given it to be furbished, that it may be handled. And this sword is sharpened, and it is furbished, to give it into the hand of the slayer. Cry and howl, son of man, for it shall be upon my people. It shall be upon all the princes of Israel. Terrors by reason of the sword shall be upon the people. Smite, therefore, upon thy thigh, because it is a trial. And what is the sword? And what if the sword contemn even the rod? It shall be no more, saith the Lord God. And thou, therefore, son of man, prophesy, and smite thy hands together, and let the sword be doubled the third time, the sword of the slain. It is the sword of the great man that are slain, which entereth into the privy chambers. And I have set the point of the sword against all their gates, that their heart may faint, and their ruins be multiplied. Ah, it is made bright. It is wrapped up for the slaughter. Go thee one way or the other, on the right hand or on the left, whithersoever thy faith is set. I will also smite mine hands together, and I will cause my fury to rest. I, the Lord, have said it. The word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, Also, thou son of man, appoint thee two ways, that the sword of the king of Babylon may come forth. Both twain shall come forth out of one land, and choose thou a place. Choose it at the head of the way to the city. Point a way that the sword may come to Ramoth and the Ammonites, and to Judah and Jerusalem, the defensed. For the king of Babylon stood at the parting of the ways, at the head of the two ways, to use divination. He made his arrows bright. He consulted with images. He looked in the liver. At his right hand was the divination for Jerusalem, to appoint captains, to open the mouth in the slaughter, to lift up the voice with shoutings, to appoint battering rams against the gates, to cast as a mount, and to build a fort. And it shall be unto them as a false divination in their sight, to them that have sworn oaths. But he will call to remembrance the iniquity, that they shall be taken. And therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because ye have made your iniquity to be remembered, in that your transgressions are discovered, so that in all your doings your sins do appear, because I say that ye are come to remembrance, ye shall be taken with the hand. And thou, profane, wicked prince of Israel, whose day is come when iniquity shall have an end, thus saith the Lord God, remove the diadem, and take off the crown. This shall not be the same. Exalt him that is low, and abuse him that is high. I will overturn it, and it shall be no more until he come, whose right it is, and I will give it him. And thou, son of man, prophesy, and say, Thus saith the Lord God concerning the Ammonites, then concerning their reproach, even say thou, the sword is drawn, for the slaughter it is furbished, to consume because of the glittering. Whiles they see vanity under thee, whiles they divine a lie unto thee, to bring thee upon the necks of them that are slain, of the wicked, whose day is come, when the iniquity shall have no end, shall I cause it to return unto his sheep? I will judge thee in the place where thou wast created, in the land of thy nativity. And I will pour out mine indignation upon thee, and I will blow against thee in fire of my wrath, and deliver thee into the hand of the brutish men, and skillful to destroy. Thou shalt be fuel to the fire. Thy blood shall be in the midst of the land, and thou shalt be no more remembered, for I, the Lord, have spoken it. That was Ezekiel chapter 21. Move on over to our final reading this morning on the Lord's Day, Psalm 68. Psalm 68. Psalm 68 to the chief musician, a psalm or song of David. Let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. And let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thy inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings' armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lean among the posts. Yet shall ye be as the wings of the dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. And when the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, as high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai in the holy place. And thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, whose daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belongeth the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of the enemies, and the hairy scalp of such as one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen the goings of God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players of instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing the timbrels. Blessed be God in the congregation, even the Lord from the fountains of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their rulers, and the princes of Judah and the councils, and the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls, with the calves of the people, till every one submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hand unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. Amen. That was our reading this morning for September 18th, the Lord's Day, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me today. I pray it was a blessing to you. Just a few reminders that obviously today is the Lord's Day. We have Sunday school at 9:15 today. We're going to continue pressing on through Colossians in the adult Bible class. We have a few more weeks of that before we start a study on holiness. And then obviously we had the start of all of our children's Sunday school classes last Sunday with the Sunday school breakfast. And again, thank you to everybody who organized that. But that said, be sure to leave a reaction or a comment on this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down, but look forward to worshiping with you today. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this Lord's Day that you've given to us to be able to come together and to worship you and to glorify your name. Lord, I pray, God, that your hand of blessing would be upon this day, God, that you would use it in the lives of your people, each one of us, God, as we continue to press on, to honor you, to preach your word, to sing, and just glory in who you are, Lord. Lord, we praise you so much, as we're going to look at later, of the forgiveness that you have granted to us at the cross of Calvary. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just help us to glory in that forgiveness, glory in Jesus, glory in the cost of that forgiveness. And, Lord, that you would just help us not to walk away from this place unchanged. Lord, we pray even today, Lord, that there might be one here that comes and hears the gospel for the first time, and perhaps, God, that you would give the increase, Lord, that today would be the day of salvation. Lord, that's our prayer. Lord, help us to be faithful, to invite people to church, to encourage them to come and to hear that gospel preached, and so, Lord, that we might reap the benefits, Lord, reap the field that you have called us to glean. And so, Lord, I just thank you so much. Lord, give us a good day in you, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.